WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 52 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Bryan High School student was arrested yesterday afternoon for possession of an unloaded handgun, ammunition, and several grams of marijuana. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the student was in the office on an unrelated matter, but administrators suspected the student was in possession of stolen property.
The student refused to allow us to search his backpack. We contacted the parent. The parent came up and she searched the backpack and discovered the loaded magazine clip. At that point, our school resource officer, Bryan PD, came in immediately, finished the search, and found the unloaded handgun and the marijuana.
Wallace says all parents were contacted through the school's all-call system by Principal Lane Boobin. He also commended the Bryan High School administration on how they handled the situation. An anti-abortion activist indicted in Harris County over covertly recorded video from inside a Planned Parenthood clinic says his group uses the same undercover techniques as journalists and follows the law. Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden says his nonprofit respects the court system in Houston. That's where the grand jury indicted him and another anti-abortion activist for video secretly filmed last year that targeted the handling of fetal tissue in Planned Parenthood clinics. The average price of a gallon of gas in Texas fell about 7 cents last week.
There is an absolute glut of oil and gasoline right now, and that's going to put more downward pressure on the price at the pump.
Senior petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski with GasBuddy.com says the market's flooded with gasoline and oil, partly because the mid-Atlantic blizzard has cut demand there to almost nothing. There are 90% fewer flu cases in Brazos County this year compared to last.
The Brazos County Health Department reports 112 flu cases this year compared to 1,340 at this time last year. But according to Dr. Seth Sullivan, Brazos County Alternate Health Authority, it's nearly impossible to predict when flu season is going to hit.
We know that we're still within the flu season. There is still the opportunity to get flu. We still recommend those who have not yet been vaccinated to be vaccinated.
Dr. Sullivan says it's not a matter of if, but when the flu season hits. He says with students back in town, the risk of transmissibility increases.
Students have been different areas. They come back, and so it doesn't take much once it gets started.
For more information on getting your flu shot, visit brazoshealth.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Campaign season is wrapping up for United Way of the Brazos Valley, and President Allison Prince says it's final push time.
We have not reached goal yet. We'll still be pushing through the end of March. So we've still got some time. It is not too late for a company to host a workplace campaign if you would like to.
Prince says there are at 65% of their goal, but corporation and individual contributions are still being accepted. More information is online at uwbv.org. WTAW News time is 6:08. It's 51 degrees. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M College of Architecture to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's College of Architecture uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Going to do some weather now. It's 6:09. Good morning. Let's do the weather brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Breezy conditions will be with us throughout the day, so lots of clouds. Temperatures today up to about 55. There's the potential for an isolated shower today. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55. Skies are clear tomorrow night with lows of 30 to 35. Bright sunshine and a bit milder for Thursday. By Thursday, we're 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Texas A&M men's basketball doing something it's never, ever done before. I was hoping for the ever, but anyway.
Ever.
Thank you. Jalen Jones has also been picked as one of the top 20 players in the country and on the watch list for the Oscar Robertson Trophy. Women's side's about the same, and we've got a whole lot more lined up in the NBA, NHL, and even the Australian Open. We'll cover that all for you at 6:50 with sports.
So, you know, it really seems like this happens every few months. The sports fan's favorite team inches away from winning a World Series or Super Bowl or decides this guy or gal decides they just cannot wait until the game is over to get that championship tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Then his team loses.
Yep.
Which is why an Arizona Cardinal fan is sporting a new Cardinals Super Bowl 50 tat this week.
Oh. Oh.
And, you know, and it's probably not just script. You know, there's probably some artwork that goes along with it. You know, probably did the Lombardi Trophy or maybe the logo of the team or something like that. I just, Do you want to talk about a mouse and an ear right now, or you want to talk about that later?
Ooh. A mouse in an ear?
No, a mouse and an ear.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yes, grown on its back. Japanese scientists obviously have solved all the health problems in Japan. They showed off a rat with a living human ear growing on its back.
Eh?
Said that the ears should be, or could be, grown to order within 5 years. The technique, which could be used to help people born with facial deformities. But you see, that's how they start the research. But then, I mean, you think about it, how many people augment their...
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, that's just not quite perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they can tuck and they can fold and they can hide and they can embellish and or reduce or whatever. But when it comes to stuff that's got, like, cartilage in it, like an ear, I mean, it's a little bit tough to probably... Of course, I don't know. Maybe there is much talk in Hollywood about people who've gotten ear jobs. I have no idea. But, I mean, think about it. Will Smith... Barack Obama, and other people, you know, their ears kind of come out from their heads. And so I'm just thinking in 15 years, are we talking about people who are going in for an ear replacement? Over the course of a month, the course of 2 months, the plastic framework dissolves, leaving behind an ear-shaped mass of flesh on the animal's back.
Well, they're as individual as fingerprints, so I wonder how that works.
I don't know what that means.
Your ears are as individual as your fingerprints.
Well, they are until you get an ear job. And then, you know, because you could change your fingerprints, too.
You think the scientists take little Q-tips and tickle the mice?
Now, you see, I know, can't do that. We got a lot
of info.
Remember, never stick anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Ah, yes.
Think of all the boxers post-career, though, that would have normal ears.
Ah, yes.
Well, or wrestlers, too. Yeah. You know, well, in the old days, back in the day. Now they don't do that.
So. And made to order. How would you like to wake up after a wine-induced haze and see that in your email inbox?
I ordered what? Your ear is ready.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Brian Broadcasting's At Home magazine. At Home magazine is 64 pages of local articles reaching local homeowners. At Home includes everything a homeowner needs to know to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home magazine is featured at the 2016 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising pricing, contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, Infomaniacs. It's the 26th Tuesday.
Already.
We are almost done with January. You got 20. It's 26th day. Got 340 of them to go. It's Spouse's Day. Some people have them. It's Australia Day. Hey, now, how does that work?
You stand on your head.
Well, yeah. It's warm down there now. Well, I mean, who designated that is, I guess I'll go look that up and see, because, I mean, after all, it's a country. It probably should have just more than a day. It's national.
And a continent.
Yes. Now, it's National Peanut Butter Brittle Day, which reminds me I was in the grocery store the other day. And they have something called Brownie Brittle.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Is it? Well, yeah. I mean, I've just seen it.
I had a jalapeno lime peanut butter brittle. over the holidays.
No, I said brownie.
No, I heard what you said.
Yeah, okay.
Mine was jalapeno lime.
Okay, you just want to go for that, huh?
It's delicious.
Yeah, well, that does sound
really
like
it was.
It could work. It's also Toad Hollow Day of Encouragement. I don't know. And we got some birthdays.
Yes, we do. The Octomom Octuplets are 7 today.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Don't think we've ever talked about that, and there's no reason to start now.
That's all I was going to do.
Okay.
I'm not going to mention names, even. They're just 7 years old.
Okay.
Cameron Bright's 23 from the Twilight movies. Manti Te'o's 25. No idea how old his girlfriend is. Thank you. Colin McGonagall is 35. Captain Hook in the Once Upon a Time movie. Sarah Rue is 37. Vince Carter's 39, basketball player. Kirk Franklin is 46. He's a gospel music singer. Andrew Ridgely, the talented guy in Wham that nobody knows of.
Oh, okay.
53 years old. Wayne Gretzky is 55. Ellen DeGeneres turns 58 today. One of my favorites. Miss Anita Baker turns 58. Eddie Van Halen is 61 years old and collecting bets.
Yeah, for sure.
Lucinda Williams, 63 years old today. Yeah. And just a bit outside.
Yeah.
Bob Uecker, 81 today.
Okay. So Australia Day is celebrated annually on the 26th of January. Oh, good. We're right on time. as that marks the anniversary of the 1788 arrival of the first fleet of British ships at New South Wales, as well as the raising of the flag of Great Britain at that location. Present-day Australia, however, focuses much less on the arrival of the aforementioned ships. Instead, it concentrates on the diverse society and landscape of the nation.
The only thing diverse in Australia is what kills you.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart.com has reported on the full extent of the migrant sex attacks in Germany on New Year's Eve. The results should shock you. Cologne-style sex attacks
I think we've done that one. I think we have. I'm gonna go look and see. In the meantime, really thought we had this fixed.
No, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Breitbart.com has reported on the full extent of the migrant sex attacks in Germany on New Year's Eve. The results should shock you. Cologne-style sex attacks by migrant gangs occurred in 12 out of Germany's 16 states on New Year's Eve, as revealed by German police. Now, although localized reports of attacks emerged almost immediately via social media, the full scale of these attacks is now only becoming clear, and it's having a devastating impact on German society. 1,049 men and women were attacked in Cologne, 200 in Hamburg, and the list goes on. Keep in mind, just last week, Senate Democrats blocked a bill that would have required stricter background checks on Iraqi and Syrian refugees entering the U.S. Isn't it time to put your security first?
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620.
For Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
I've posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster2.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster2.com. That's DollarDisaster2.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The massive snowstorm on the East Coast is over, but travelers in the airline industry are still feeling the effects, although things could have been worse. Only 339 flights have been canceled today compared to 4,500 on Saturday. While airlines certainly lost money, January and February are slow months for air travel anyway, and forecasters knew a bad storm was coming, leaving the airline industry well prepared. Iran and the U.S. are negotiating the terms of restarting commercial flights between the two countries after a suspension of nearly 36 years. Iran's transportation minister and civil air traffic authority are leading the talks on the Iranian side. Many of us hate cable TV companies and internet service providers. Now add the federal government to the list. According to a new survey from the American Customer Satisfaction Index, the government has joined the ranks of the bottom-of-the-barrel industries. Our satisfaction level in dealing with federal agencies, everything from Treasury to Homeland Security, has fallen for a third consecutive year. On Wall Street, futures a bit lower. That's your money now.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-95-STEEL.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And with a new year comes new challenges. And I never back down from a challenge, especially when it comes to giving you a better value. So I'm resolved to make 2016 the year of better by putting you in a better car. Like the sporty yet fuel-efficient 2016 Malibu, with a new sleek design and a turbo engine that screams power yet delivers an astonishing 37 miles per gallon. Discover for yourself why the 2016 Malibu was voted 2015's most dependable midsize car by J.D. Power. A better year starts in a better car. That's why all across Texas, people come to Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for Bubba, and I'll show you a better way to save. See for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Good morning, it's 623, News Talk 1620 WTAW. The temp is okay, but the wind is up a little bit. Makes it a tad uncomfortable out there. Winds at 18 miles an hour, gusting to 24. Chill factor is about 45 right now. And tonight we're going to get down to about 39 with northerly winds again. But as mentioned, I mean, we're talking 65 or so by Friday and 70 by Saturday. And let's see, looking at Sunday, about 72. So temps will be great. And we don't have to worry about rain. We're finally going to start to dry out a little bit. So that'll be nice. The mayor of Uthukula, South Africa.
Of course.
Yeah. Has awarded 16 scholarships to girls who remain virgins throughout high school. The mayor, whose name is Dudu Mazakubuk, I'm not making that
hey,
one up.
At least you can pull that one off because Dudu Brown sounds
bad. Right, exactly. It does. It would, yes. Says the women agreed to have regular tests to keep their funding and their scholarship grants and will continue as long as they continue to produce a certificate that says that they still are. Well, that's pretty interesting, isn't it? I mean, if you think about all the inducements that people have for school.
I guess so.
Again, it's kind of a different world over there.
Oh, it is.
Different part of the world, and you know, that might be one way to do population control. Just saying. 624.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. I've never had a job with the government, so I don't know what it's like to have the days off, you know, the ones when you don't get mail. So in that vein, I would like to create a national holiday or make a little adjustment. Either one will be fine with me. Either give us Monday off for a national holiday following the Super Bowl or move the Super Bowl to Saturday. I think it would make everyone much more happy. Think about it. Even if you're not imbibing and raising Cain, you're going to be up later than usual watching the festivities, and you're more than likely going to be someplace other than your house. Regardless, wouldn't it be nice to have the day off after sitting around the entire day, hanging out with your buddies and friends and stuff like that, possibly imbibing, and not have to worry about getting out of bed at dark 30 in the morning to go to work the next day? All of this is rectified if they just move the Super Bowl to Saturday. Either that, or petition the federal government to have Super Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, where everybody just has the day off. Now, granted, we'd have to still come to work because the Infomaniacs do a show regardless of holiday or not. But I still like the idea. And let's be completely honest. It's not like they're solving any other problems right now in Washington with the budget and the deficit and gun laws and immigration. Let's work on something that everybody can get behind, shall we? And that's my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. As we close in on Valentine's Day, it is the perfect gift for that. Actually, it's the perfect gift for any time because they've got a little something for everybody. Somebody can go shopping. They've got a beautiful boutique. You can get manicures and pedicures and facials and massages and couples massages and just a whole lot more. Make yourself feel better or make somebody else feel better at BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs, whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends. We won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
627, remember it is not February yet, so you officially are ahead of the game, guys. David Gardner's reminds you Valentine's Day will be coming up. It'll be here. But it's not here yet. And so as a result, I mean, there's no reason to go into a full-bore panic. They've got a great selection for you anytime you walk in the store and just about anybody's budget. So stop in, tell them this is what I got to spend, or, hey, I'd like to find something that is this. And, you know, you can't go wrong with diamond ear studs. Just start there, baseline, great place to go. That's the default place to be, and David Gardner's can do that for you. All sorts of different sizes of stones to choose from, or, you know, you can do this. If you've done that in the past and you want to up to a bigger size, then you can do that at David Gardner's. Bring them in there and swap out diamonds. Yes, those kind of things. So plenty of time, right, because it's just the 26th of January, but David Gardner's has solutions for you. David Gardner's there at 911 University Drive in College Station. All right, let's go with weather. It's going to be 54 today and kind of breezy. Northeasterly winds gusting up to 25 miles an hour, so it's going to feel kind of chilly. We do have a slight chance of some showers, but we've got sunshine the balance of the week. Tomorrow's pretty much the same thing except for the sunshine out there in that the temps will still be in the lower 50s and winds gusting at about 20 miles an hour. We'll be near freezing tomorrow night, too, so you know. But after that, starts to gradually warm up. 62 or so is what they're calling for on Thursday, nearly 70 on Friday, and we will hit Friday, 70 on Saturday and Sunday as well. No mention of rain in the forecast. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 18, gusting to 24, so our chill factor is 45. Air temperature under overcast skies is 51.
Does achieving success lead to happiness, or does finding happiness lead to success? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
At The Y, it's about more than sports and working out.
It's about making my community better.
Living a healthier life.
Spending time together as a family.
It's where I go to learn and play after school.
The Y strengthens communities.
By helping kids reach their full potential.
Encouraging healthy living.
And inspiring social responsibility.
Get involved. Find a Y near you. Visit YMCA.net.
Achieving success will bring personal happiness. That's a common belief. However,
what research is showing is that if we are happier, we actually end up doing better in the long run. Why? Because we're more creative, we're more productive, and the outcome is that we become more successful.
Emma Seppala, author of the book The Happiness Track, says when we focus just on work at the expense of everything else, we simply just don't perform as well.
That is because our brain does not come up with creative solutions when it is in a highly focused state. It needs activities that diversify its experience. For example, that's the reason behind the proverbial idea that comes to you in the shower. When you're not thinking about something, you come up with a solution to some problem you've been pondering and pondering.
When we work long and hard at being successful, it results in diminishing returns.
So this is good news. This means that it's okay to take a little time off. It's okay to go and have fun. It's okay to go and watch some goofy movie about something completely different that has nothing to do with what your work is. What will happen is your mind gets to switch gears.
It's also common wisdom that in order to be successful, you have to look out for number one.
Research actually says that if you are kinder and you're more helpful to your colleagues, you will end up more successful in the long run. People will be more loyal to you than they are to others. People will be more likely to want to help you over the long run.
It's something you should know.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 51 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan High School administrators suspicious of a student possessing stolen property led to the arrest of a 16-year-old yesterday afternoon. Bryan ISD Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the student was in the office around 1:30.
The student was actually in the office for an unrelated disciplinary type matter, but our administrators were suspicious of his behavior because he was, we were looking at him for some stolen property.
Wallace says the student refused to allow the search of his backpack, so his parent was contacted to come to the school. When the parent opened the backpack, she found a loaded magazine. At that time, a school resource officer was brought in to finish the search when an unloaded handgun and marijuana were found.
From that point, he was taken into custody, and at this time, we're still investigating the rest of it. All parents were contacted via our school all-call system by Mr. Boobin, our building principal, and so parents have been contacted.
Wallace says he was very pleased with the way the Bryan High School administration handled the situation. The official BISD release is online at WTAW.com. College Station police took multiple reports of criminal mischief yesterday where vehicles were spray-painted at the barracks townhomes. Three of the five were located on Armored Avenue and two on Tang Cake. A grand jury investigating Planned Parenthood has indicted two anti-abortion activists who covertly shot videos of the organization. Harris County District Attorney Devon Anderson announced yesterday that Center for Medical Progress founder David DeLeiden was indicted on a felony charge of tampering with a governmental record and a misdemeanor count of related to purchasing human organs. Another activist was also indicted on another charge of tampering with a governmental record. A news release announcing the indictment doesn't say what the record was. Anderson says the grand jury cleared Planned Parenthood of any wrongdoing. The Center for Medical Progress is the anti-abortion group that released covertly shot videos of Planned Parenthood officials discussing the sale of aborted fetuses for research. A phone message left with the group wasn't immediately returned. United Way of the Brazos Valley is in the final push of their campaign season, but President Allison Prince says they haven't reached their goal just yet.
We were just about 65% of goal as of a couple weeks ago, so we've got a little ways left to go, but a lot of that we still haven't gotten results on some campaign efforts that have been done.
And Prince says it's been a tough year for everyone, but that makes it even more important time to give back.
This is a really important time to be thinking, what can I do to build a stronger community, to take care of those around us, and to really improve the community.
And Prince says their campaign continues through March, and it's not too late for a company to host a workplace campaign. Go online to uwbv.org for more information. A little over halfway through flu season, less than 10% of flu cases have been reported in the Brazos Valley compared to last year.
The Brazos County Health Department reports 112 flu cases. That compares to 1,340 reported cases at this time last year.
That happens. You know, it's always difficult to know and extremely difficult to predict, if not impossible to predict.
Dr. Seth Sullivan, Brazos County Alternate Health Authority, says even with numbers down this year, you should still get vaccinated.
Now that students have come back into College Station, you know, that's always more of a concern about a time of increased potential for transmissibility.
Dr. Sullivan believes it is not a matter of if flu season hits, but when. Go online to BrazosHealth.org for more information on the flu and getting vaccinated. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The average price of a gallon of gas in Texas fell about 7 cents last week. Senior petroleum analyst Greg Laskowski with GasBuddy.com says the market's flooded with gasoline and oil.
We saw gasoline inventories hit the highest level that we've seen since 1990. We already know that the crude oil inventories are at the highest level in 80 years. There is an absolute glut of oil and gasoline right now.
Laskowski says gas prices in Texas will probably fall for another 2 or 3 weeks, then start to bounce back up. WTAW News time is 6:36. It's 51 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
This is Kyle Cassell, a rancher, small business owner, and your Republican state representative. But my most important job is dad. As a father of two, I know that a strong Texas depends on a better future for our next generation. That is why, as your representative, I voted to protect the sanctity of life and why I am the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Texas Right to Life. I hope you will vote for Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Howdy, this is Pat Savchek. It's been over 40 years since my dad, Leon, opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Savchek's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Savchek Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Hey there, it's 6:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging services, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Mostly cloudy and breezy for today. Highs will make their way up to about 55 this afternoon. Can't rule out an isolated shower. It'll become partly cloudy across the region overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. High pressure takes control of things tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs back up to around 55. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows will be 30 to 35. It'll be mostly sunny during the day Thursday. Highs Thursday 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
They play at another level at home, better than anybody in our league, better really than anybody in the country, in my opinion. Bud Walton Arena is a tough place to play.
And that is in Arkansas, which is where the Aggs are heading tomorrow. You can catch the action live for that game here on News Talk 1620. We'll have mail more on A&M men's basketball, both that game and being ranked higher than they ever have before in both the AP and the coaches poll. All that and more in sports here in about 10 minutes.
And deservedly so.
Oh, yeah, that's a heck of a basketball team.
So I had stuff to do last night, and when I got home, the last thing I wanted to do was turn on the television and see either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. So either of you boys watched this this thing last night?
I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, here's the deal that's very interesting. Is had they stuck to the timeline that the Democrat National Committee had put together, the next appearance of these people would not have been until after the New Hampshire primary. So in other words, people would have gone to the polls, gone to a caucus and gone to the polls twice before we got to see these people again. Tell me that Hillary's not running that show.
Yeah.
So they suddenly said, oh, wait, let's go have this thing in Des Moines, Iowa. And so they weren't on the stage at the same time. I mean, I guess they got to come out and, you know, talk to whoever was questioning them and then maybe take some questions. Bernie was asked how he can feel comfortable wearing the socialist tag.
Mm-hmm. What democratic socialism means to me in its essence is that we cannot continue to have a government dominated by the billionaire class and a Congress that continues to work if for the interest of the people on top while ignoring working families.
And he said he's not afraid to be called a radical.
People want to criticize me. Okay, I will take on the greed of corporate America and the greed of Wall Street and fight to protect the middle class.
Yeah.
Who's going to fight the greed of politicians?
Yeah, really. It's interesting, though. He sounds rather confident. And actually joked with the crowd, telling them that that his style would work well as president.
What people said is, well, you know, Bernie is a good senator. He's an interesting guy. He combs his hair just right.
Yeah.
He has that GQ kind of look.
And he, believe me, I don't know if he was doing King's X with his fingers crossed behind his back, but he said he has a better chance of beating Donald Trump than Hillary.
Here in Iowa, which is a battleground state in November, she was beating him by 8 points. Not bad. We were beating him by 13 points.
Hey. I'm not going to play any Hillary. I'm sick of hearing her. I just wanted to hear a little Bernie. We don't ever get to hear Bernie, dadgummit.
You hear Rush's take on the whole thing, though, yesterday?
No.
And I love this idea. Okay, the uproar about no black Oscars, right?
Okay,
the whole
sure.
Boycott
oh,
thing.
Yeah, we've heard all about that.
He's wanting to know when they're going to boycott the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Are there any other candidates other than white?
Yeah.
And
no
almost
kidding.
Octogenarian?
When are we gonna put an end to that? You're right.
I thought that was an interesting take from Mr. Limbaugh.
It most definitely is. If you're a real political wonk, I mean, if you want to dig deep, there's a guy named Nate Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most people didn't know who Nate Silver was 4 years ago. Nate Silver is a guy who used to be on one of our radio stations on a regular basis.
Oh, really?
He was on with Louis Belina.
Oh.
Because yeah, he's a numbers guy.
He was a sports numbers
right.
guy.
He's a 538 guy.
Exactly. But this was before 538. He was just doing sports. Baseball Daily or something. I don't know where it was. But he was on with Louis just about every week. Well, then he suddenly realized, well, heck, I can make a lot more money crunching numbers in politics.
Yeah, he's the money ball of politics.
Yes. And this is the guy who almost to the state predicted exactly how much Barack Obama would win by. I mean.
Yeah, he nailed it.
He was within 95% of where it was in reality. And everybody thought he was one of the outliers, that he was out there. Nah, he's crazy. Well, all of a sudden, that worked. So he's riding that pony now, and he does. He has a website. It's called 538. And he writes regularly, and yesterday afternoon, He wrote a piece about a book that was written back in 2008 that's called The Party Decides. And what they talk about is the idea, and a lot of people have been talking about this book, The Party Decides. And what they say is when it is a clash between the establishment and the rank-and-file voters, the establishment always wins. Always wins. And that's basically what people have been writing, say, look, it doesn't matter whether everybody else is going, you know, the establishment will win this. And he really takes a different take on it, and I'm not going to go into his take, but what I found very interesting, and I think this says as much as anything, is endorsements. Remember when endorsements used to be a really big deal?
Oh, yeah.
So here's what they did. They scored the endorsements for each candidate. Now, if it was a representative, they got 1 point. If it was a senator, they got 5 points. And if it was a governor, they got 10 points. Guess which candidate has the most endorsements?
Donald Trump.
Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush at 51. Marco Rubio in second place at 43. Then comes Chris Christie and Mike Huckabee and John Kasich. I mean, Donald Trump has zero. Donald Trump has zero. So isn't that exactly what we're talking about? Because it is upside down from what the actual polls are.
Does that mean that Jeb is going to be the nominee?
Well, and that's why he rolls it out there, just so you know that it's there. And he doesn't necessarily believe the premise of the book. But I find it fascinating that Jeb Bush, for those people who will sit down and, I hate to use the phrase, drink the Kool-Aid of the Republican Party, he's the guy. How could you not think that he's the guy? And if he's not the guy, then Marco Rubio's the guy. How could you not think he's the guy? Oh, yeah. And Ted Cruz doesn't do much better either than Donald Trump. Mm. Because, after all, the establishment doesn't want somebody who's going to come in and upset the apple cart. Ted Cruz has got 17, okay? Again, Jeb Bush at 51. So how you feel about that? And the thing is, I believe that, and again, as Steve Harris said, conservatism is a feeling right now. And if you feel real, if the things that Donald Trump says make you feel good, then you end up being a supporter. And they're asking, will those people go to the caucuses? Will those people cast the votes? I don't know. We'll find out pretty soon, but there you go. If you like Donald Trump, then no elected politician seems to. Real quickly, in Texas, supporters and opponents of two controversial new gun laws passed last year, allowing the open carry of handguns and another allowing handguns on public universities, will update Texas lawmakers today on how the measures are working out so far. The State Senate's State Affairs Committee has invited activists, law enforcement officers, and 6 university system chancellors to speak at a hearing, which will take place at 9 o'clock this morning in the Senate chamber. That's probably going to be streamed. You can probably go to the State of Texas Senate site and see. But that's what they're going to be talking about. And again, that's pretty much real-world stuff there. Yes, they passed it. Now I guess, I hate to say the stakeholders. You know, it's such a word. But anyway, but that's who it is. It's the people who are really going to have to deal with this thing on an everyday basis. They'll be talking about that. And I'm sure we'll have some sound bites from this afternoon in our news. But anyhow, that goes on at 9 o'clock today in Austin. So anything else you guys mind right now?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out next week. We'll see what happens. I'm going to try to see if I can avoid knowing anything about what happens on February 1st.
Oh, that'd be kind of fun. See how that works out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to, what are you going to do with your phone? What are you going
to
do with your
device? I won't have access to anything.
Oh, okay.
That kind of vacation.
He's going to the Peruvian jungle. That'll be cool. Okay.
It involves a wagon and a double bit axe.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services from a
full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies. You'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
A gentleman called my gardening talk show not too long ago. He presented a question I don't remember ever answering in years of doing radio. He said, "Neil, I'm just wondering what your thinking process is in choosing the best perennials for a landscape." He said his neighborhood group was trying to establish consistency of appearance from one garden to the next, and he said that they needed to be fairly low-maintenance plantings. I'll tell you what I said to him right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. I'm sure every landscape designer and nurseryman has his or her own personal set of criteria and a sequence by which they're put in place in choosing plants. I don't pretend that I have the only right answer, but I have mind steps that I take when choosing perennial plants I'm going to use in my own gardens. First and foremost, the plant has to be adapted to the place where I'm going to be using it, to my climate, actually to my soils, although I can amend the soils a little bit, to the exposure it's going to get, the sun or the shade. And while we're talking about climate and temperature, I still use the old USDA hardiness zone map. I'm in an area where we're kind of on the boundary line, and I still prefer to think of us as being a little bit colder. That way I have that extra protection. The second consideration is a perennial's color. I try to have a color scheme in my gardens, so it's important that all of my players work well together. The last thing I want is one bright yellow flower popping out of a bed of otherwise lavender, pale pink, and white blossoms. Tying right in with the plant's color is the timing of its bloom. Most perennials flower for 2 or 3 weeks, and then they shut down for another year. You have to have a constant sequence of blooms month after month to keep the garden interesting at all seasons. The best way to incorporate colors and bloom times is to have a 52-week calendar, determine what your spring color scheme might be, and then one for the summer, a third for the fall. Might be cheerful pastels for the spring, cooling blues and purples in the summer, and rich fall hues in autumn. Then you want to accumulate all the plants that bloom in those colors and at those seasons. That's about the time at which I'd begin to think about each plant's mature size and growth form and texture. I want to use the tall plants in the back of my perennial garden. I want to use coarse textured plants kind of scattered throughout the plantings. And I want to know about the growth form. Is it arching? Is it bolt upright? How does it grow? The secret in successful perennial plantings is to have something colorful at all seasons. Those little pockets of color will migrate around as the weeks progress. Tying it all together, I include several evergreen shrubs as the bones of the garden. Just because a garden features primarily perennials, that doesn't mean that you can't use annuals. They really can become the unifying effect of the whole garden. Most perennials perform best in full or nearly full sun. You need to talk to your nurseryman about making the best choices. I'm Neil Sperry. The horticultural facts as I see them in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. The Texas A&M men's basketball program moved up to number 5 in both the Associated Press and USA Today coaches poll yesterday, marking the highest ever ranking for the program. The Aggies are 17-2, enter the week on a 10-game winning streak that dates back to mid-December, atop the SEC standings as well at 7-0. A&M has been ranked in at least one poll for 10 consecutive weeks after debuting at number 25 in the AP poll November 23rd. Speaking of polls, with the new AP poll coming out, the men's number one remains Oklahoma, followed by North Carolina, Iowa, Kansas, then A&M, Xavier, Maryland, West Virginia, and Providence round out the top 10. Next up for the Aggies is Arkansas in Arkansas tomorrow. And Coach Billy Kennedy, during last night's coaches show, said Fayetteville may be the hardest place to play in the country.
They play at another level at home, better than anybody in our league, better really than anybody in the country, in my opinion. Bud Walton Arena is a tough place to play. We have got to take care of the ball. We can't give them easy turnovers against their press and against the intensity that they play with and the environment. And we got to take good shots because they're really good in transition.
And we'll keep it with A&M basketball for just a second, as Jalen Jones was honored yesterday as one of the just 20 players nationally with a spot on the midseason watch list for the Oscar Robertson Trophy, which is presented annually to men's basketball's National Player of the Year by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. Now, on the ladies' side, it looks very much the same as it did last week. UConn, South Carolina, Notre Dame, Baylor, and Maryland remain the top five, followed by Texas, Ohio State, Arizona State, Oregon State, and Texas A&M. Performances over the past 2 weeks have enabled the Aggie track and field team to move up nationally, both men's and women's. A&M men improved from its season rank of 9th to 3rd in the recent rankings, while A&M women bumped up one position to number 20. Texas A&M junior Nick Banks and Ryan Hendricks were named to the D1Baseball.com preseason All-American team released yesterday. Banks was named a second-team outfielder, while Hendricks was tabbed as a third-team relief pitcher. In the NBA, what was thought to be the hottest two teams going right now wasn't so much, as Steph Curry had 37 points and hit 6 three-pointers in 3 quarters as the reigning champs Golden State routed San Antonio 120-90. Here's Spurs head coach Greg Popovich after the blowout.
It was men and boys in almost every facet of the game. So nothing, not much else I can say, but that's the truth, and I'm sticking to it.
Curry had 15 points in the opening quarter and shot 12 for 20 in Golden State's 39th straight win. The Warriors snapped a 13-game winning streak by the Spurs. James Harden scored 35 points, and Pat Beverly had a three-pointer with almost no time remaining to help the hot-shooting Houston Rockets beat the shorthanded New Orleans Pelicans 112-111. Here's Houston head man J.B. Bickerstaff on Peverly's hot hand.
He's not afraid. Yeah, he's not afraid. Again, it's, you know, whether it was Josh versus Dallas, whether it's Pat now, you know, these guys are committed to what they do. They work their tails off every day. Pat shoots a ton of three-pointers every single day. You know, so you got to trust your training. You got to believe in it. He was open. He had, you know, all of them were open. He had to keep taking those shots. He took them. He made the big one.
In the NHL, Jamie Benn and Jason Spezza scored 80 seconds apart early in the second, and the Dallas Stars beat the Calgary Flames 2-1. Stars head coach Lindy Ruff said close games like this will help the team down the road.
It hardens you. You realize that how hard this league is and how hard every play is. And some of this adversity, you know, it tells you a lot about players. And you get to evaluate under the gun. And, you know, a 2-0 game became a 2-1 and there was 17 minutes left to play. And those are issues that we have to clean up.
And we'll wrap it up in tennis, where Serena Williams beat Maria Sharapova in straight sets to reach the semifinals of the Australian Open. It was Williams' 18th consecutive victory over Sharapova and 19th in 21 career meetings dating back to 2004. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Green Teams welcomes the Wells Fargo Advisors to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Wells Fargo Advisors uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet. And with a new year comes new challenges. And I never back down from a challenge, especially when it comes to giving you a better value. So I'm resolved to make 2016 the year of better by putting you in a better car. like the sporty yet fuel-efficient 2016 Malibu. With a new sleek design and a turbo engine that screams power yet delivers an astonishing 37 miles per gallon. Discover for yourself why the 2016 Malibu was voted 2015's most dependable midsize car by J.D. Power. A better year starts in a better car. That's why all across Texas, people come to Tom Light Chevrolet. Ask for Bubba, and I'll show you a better way to save. See for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or shop us online all the time at tomlight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Enjoy an enchanted evening with your little lady, Daddy's Little Girl. The Daddy-Daughter Dance returns February 5th and 6th at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. Friday night is recommended for ages 6 or younger, and Saturday night is recommended for ages 7 and older. Proceeds benefit the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley. It's a night you will treasure forever, so make your reservations for the Daddy-Daughter Dance now by calling the Children's Museum at 779-5437 or visit cmbv.org.
It's the weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. All right, high today about 54 and kind of windy. Low tonight around 39, about 54 tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Then we warm through the week, and by the time we get to the weekend, really nice temperatures in the 70s. Right now it's 49 with winds out of the north. Makes the chill factor 40.